Last year, Akron was one of 21 cities selected to participate in Tech Hire. It's a White House initiative aimed at connecting middle-class Americans to technology jobs. And we've got the founder and chief academic officer from the Software Guild, Eric Wise, who joins us. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about getting people into these technology jobs. What kind of requirements are really needed for something like that?
Well, we're pretty selective. We have an aptitude assessment test, which is basically an IQ test with a little bit of SAT math. So you need to know your algebra pretty well. And then we have a pre-work course, which is introduction to web development, where they learn how to make basic web pages and things like that. And we just kind of see how they learn and, you know, what their motivation level is. And if they can do both those things, we let them into the boot camp, which is very intense, but also very successful.
Eric, what are the typical ages of the participants?
So far, we're seeing people be in their mid-20s to late 30s. They're usually college degree, and they don't like their job.
So this is going to give them an extra set of skills and tools that can really take them anywhere, because I would assume this type of skill is applicable in all sizes of businesses.
Yeah, I mean, there's very few businesses these days that don't use computing technology in some way. In fact, I usually point out to people that you're pretty much driving a computer these days.
That's true, yeah. Under the hood, it's a lot more than just checking the oil and finding if the spark plugs are working properly. Well, when people are, you're talking about getting into something like this, tell me a little bit about this Tech Hire or the initiative really that the government is looking to get people to do those careers. How did you get involved with this type of a thing?
Well, it kind of starts in K-12 because there's not really a lot of good computer programs in the high schools. Unfortunately, the teachers don't really get the resources to train themselves to teach people to be programmers and keep up to date with a field that's changing a lot. You know, a lot of people are kind of boomeranging into the field later. And Tech Hire is just a way to kind of scoop up some of the people that never had the opportunity to learn technology and hopefully get them into a better paying career.
And the reason this is doing it is because there are obviously employers, people out there looking for this type of an employee with these skills to do this work, or are a lot of these students some that will kind of have their own startups, be kind of one of the more entrepreneurial type of folks, or are they going to be sort of like the people in the trenches just doing a lot of the work?
I usually encourage them to go into the trenches first, get their feet wet, you know, get a good bank account going, and then start their own business.
What was it that got you interested in something like this? I would assume you have some, obviously, software developing background and skill. Is that you wanted to share with others?
Yeah, I was a software architect, worked for a few companies, insurance, finance, and it didn't really seem whether the economy was good or bad. It was hard to find good developers. And finally, I got frustrated and just decided to make it myself.
Now, you talked about a boot camp, and I read somewhere that someone says it's like drinking out of a fire hose as far as how much stuff kind of comes at you and what people are getting. What are some of the key skills that they learn, and what are some of the things that are really making for a good computer coder?
We teach full-stack web development, which means that they learn what we call an object-oriented programming language, like Java is something that people usually recognize. And then we teach them how to hook that language up to a database and also up to a website. So instead of just building like a static website that doesn't do anything but show content, we have them building websites that connect with data and display things and change depending on who's logged in and things like that.
So it also goes beyond just what's happening on the back end. It's what the users are experiencing and how that can also create a better experience for the users for that business.
Absolutely. And that's everything is on the web these days, so businesses are really eager to snatch these people up.
Technology always seems to be moving faster than sometimes we can keep up. How do you at the Software Guild keep up with what's happening, or is how this language and the coding, is that basically stayed the same? We're still working off of some, you know, ancient platform that's been there that works well. What's the thoughts on that?
Well, first we hire people that have experience coding. So when you get into one of our classrooms, you're with a senior level practitioner. So it's a little more like an apprenticeship than a typical college class. And then the pace of change, I got to tell you, I create a lot of the curriculum, and I've had slide decks and stuff that were obsolete before I even got to teach it. So we actually have a team that's dedicated to keeping the stuff up to date.
I see that a new semester began yesterday. Is there still time for people to get on board this time around?
Not this time, because they got to go through the pre-work and enrollment process, which takes 7-8 weeks because of that pre-work course. But we run 12 classes a year in Akron, so there'll be another one starting in April.
If people want to get more details about the Software Guild or find out about this opportunity maybe as a career, where's a good place for them to get some heads up of detail on this?
TheSoftwareGuild.com.
Sounds great. Thanks very much, Eric Wise, the founder and chief academic officer for the Software Guild. Appreciate your time and sharing some of the experiences you have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.